will get a fun grammar lesson this hour with the Grammar Girl, who offers quick and dirty tips to clean up our writing in a new CD that can help professionals and students alike. Or should it be which can help professionals and students alike? Or would it be better to say it will help both professionals and students and skip the alike? Well, we'll find out in just a few minutes. But first, someone who knows the difference between affect and effect is Talk Director Cheryl Gasser. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. So glad to be here with you to ask for support of Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. And winter in Wisconsin this year, indeed it is. If Wisconsin Public Radio has helped you get through this winter, has been your companion, we want to hear from you this hour at 1-800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. And we have a special thank you gift this hour as well, Joy.
Yeah, this was helpful. I listened to this CD, The Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing, and it really is offers a lot of great information on, like, the differences between lay and lie, mm-hmm. affect versus effect. Do you know your split infinitives or how to avoid run-on sentences? All sorts of great information on common mistakes and easy tips to help you remember the right way to write things. So it is a wonderful CD, a wonderful resource that is yours for a pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. $100, and you will help support this program and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And you'll pick up this CD from the Grammar Girl at the same time. 1-800-383-9772. The number for you to call right now with that pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
And this hour, we need to raise $6,000 in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'd love to hear from you this hour. If you've already pledged this drive or you're already a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you so much. But if it's time to renew, or you've never pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we want to hear from you this hour. Help us reach that $6,000 goal by 8 o'clock this morning. We want to make these hourly goals to stay on track for the overall drive. Hour by hour is how we make the overall goal, and we make this hourly goal with your web pledge at WPR.org or your phone call to 800-383-9772.
Thanks to Carlos in Madison, who recently called in a pledge saying, Wisconsin Public Radio is my main source of news and commentary. I don't own a TV or get a newspaper. Well, Carlos, thanks for listening along. Glad you get all sorts of information from us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. That's what we are here for. We're also here, though, to help improve your life and talk about topics that touch your life in one way or another. And language is certainly one of those things. I know that we hear from listeners all the time who have pet peeves when it comes to improper word usage and grammar. And lots of, you can vent your pet peeve during this hour, and you can get some help. I needed some help, and it was helpful to listen to the CD, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. That is your thank you gift for your pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772, or make that pledge online at WPR.org. Cheryl, I might suggest that listeners, if you're inclined to pledge $100 because you like the idea of this CD, you might want to go for the $10 a month level, a little bit more, but you also get the member benefit card.
And that member benefit card entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at over 230 Wisconsin restaurants, 2 nights for the price of 1 at bed and breakfast, and also 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events around the state of Wisconsin. It's a year-long benefit, and if you use it frequently enough, you can actually save money by becoming a member of Wisconsin Public Radio at 800-383-9772 or online at WPR.org. This program is a really great example of the kind of lifelong learning mm-hmm. that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, the continuing education. You're never too old to learn something new, and you learn something new every day on Joy's show. What is that worth to you? A pledge, I hope, at 800-383-9772.
Well, Cheryl, I know I certainly learn something new every day. I learn something new every single hour, hosting 15 hours a week during weekday mornings here on the Ideas Network, talking with guests from all over the world, all over the country, political guests and smart guests, guests who have something to say, have expertise to lend, and it is just a joy, excuse the pun, in hosting this particular program, hearing from all of our great guests and from our great listeners who call in and add their own 2 cents to our conversations. Isn't this great to learn together? 1-800-383-9772. If you appreciate, of course you appreciate this service. I don't think you'd be listening right now, but because you appreciate this service and you want to help pay for it, call 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org. Pledge any amount whatsoever that is comfortable to you. Pledge $100 a year or more if you would like the special thank you gift available this hour, the CD with all of the grammar tips from the Grammar Girl.
1-800-383-9772. Pledge for all the programming that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, but pledge this hour because you really enjoy waking up each morning to Joy Cardine and the wonderful guests that she has. In the past, Joy, you've talked with Richard Lutterer and you talked with Grant Barrett from Away with Words. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful show that people enjoy on the weekends. If you enjoy this hour, you probably listen to that as well. And your pledge really does pay for everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, but we want to hear from you now during this 7 o'clock hour. Help us reach that $6,000 goal with your pledge. Any amount makes you a member. Every amount is appreciated. The important thing is that you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and join the nearly 40,000 members, your neighbors, your friends, your family members. It's a real community, and we hope that you are a part of it by joining us today at 800-383-9772.
Forgot to thank all of you who have called in already this pledge drive or are already existing members of Wisconsin Public Radio, but thank you, thank you, thank you to the 30 of you or so who called in the last hour. You helped us nearly double our goal, $2,000 goal. We made nearly $4,000 with your help last hour, and that is wonderful. That's great.
Thank
because
you.
Every once in a while we fall short during a particular hour, and that helps make up for it. These goals are important to stay on track and raise the amount of money that's needed from listener contributions to pay the bills and to pay for the programs that you count on. A third of the budget comes from you and your financial contributions. This service would not be the service that it is without you. We've used this example from time to time, but imagine the Ideas Network with one-third fewer talk shows. Imagine this particular program, if you listen to all 3 hours, only being 2 hours long. So that's the difference you make with your pledge. 1-800-383-9772 to make your pledge. Or WPR.org.
Wisconsin Public Radio is intelligent, quality programming. That's why you listen, and that's why you pledge. If you're already a member, thank you so much. You are so important to what we do here every day. We couldn't do it without you. You really are. It's cliche, but you really are the public in Wisconsin Public Radio. And that's why we come to you a few times a year to ask for your financial support. Become a member today. Do it now at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And for a pledge of $100 a year or more, pick up the Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. It's a CD. Get to listen to it in the car, listen to it at home, share it with friends if maybe they need mm-hmm. some tips, if you've got a grammar beef with them.
A kind way to insult someone.
There you go. Make the pledge now. 800-383-9772. We won't be insulted no matter the level. Any amount makes you a member. Whatever is comfortable for you, we just want to hear from you now.
Yeah, and there's lots of ways to pay for your pledge. Lots of options. When you call in, you can put it right away on a credit card or a debit card. You can ask for us to send you a reminder in the mail and just pay by check in one check, or arrange to have EFT, electronics funds transfer, out of your checking account. I want you to consider the monthly installment. That's the way I have done my pledges in the past, where mm-hmm. you pay a certain amount each month. and say $10 a month. $10 a month would be a $120 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. You could, during this hour, if you want it, pick up the Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing, the CD, as a thank you gift. And for that $10 a month or more level, also get the member benefit card, which pays for itself if you use it at the participating restaurants and cultural attractions and bed and breakfasts, where you get two-for-one benefits at all of those places. 1-800-383-9772. We want to hear from you right now. 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Cheryl, we're going to check weather and then talk grammar. We'll talk to you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us on this Tuesday, February the 12th. It's coming up on 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. And now it's time for our grammar lesson with the Grammar Girl.
I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. Add shine to your image at work, school, and home. This book came about because I produce an internet audio program, a podcast about language. I've been a writer for more than 15 years, and I love helping people write with confidence and providing memory tricks that make writing easier. Most of the topics in this book come directly from real-life questions that have been submitted by my podcast listeners. Whereas our parents often communicated by telephone, with the availability of email and instant messaging today, we're more likely to communicate by writing. That's why it's more important than ever to clean up your writing.
So let's clean up our writing and get some grammar tips from the Grammar Girl. If you want to try to stump the Grammar Girl, just kidding, or have a grammar pet peeve that you want to get off your chest, you can call us now. The call-in number is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Mignon Fogarty is the creator of Grammar Girl and the founder of Quick and Dirty Tips. A technical writer, she has edited and produced at a number of health and science websites. She is the author and the voice on the CD, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. And she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Hi, Joy. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being with us. I learned a lot on your CD. You picked up most of these questions from your podcast?
Right. My podcast listeners write in or call in with questions, and then I pick a question each week and answer it in my 5-minute podcast, and it goes up on the website, too.
Yeah.
So I find that everyone I talk to has a pet peeve. Do you have a particular pet peeve?
Our listeners will share pet peeves, that's for sure. I did hear your pet peeve. It was while and although, wasn't it?
Right. Mm. Yeah, I hate it when people use while to mean although. So they might say something like, while this is a fun drive, we still have a lot of interesting content on the air. And while, in my mind, while has a sense of time to it.
Mm-hmm.
So while we were on the phone, somebody else was getting breakfast. So to me, that's the correct use of while. But I wanted to do a show about it. I started doing research. I have many, many books that I look up everything. I don't make this stuff up, you know. So I started looking it up, and I couldn't confirm my own pet peeve. I found it's not an actual grammar rule. It's just something that's not true. So it bugs me. I'll stop terrorizing people and, you know, marking up their documents, changing every while to an although.
Yeah, there was a lot of interesting, the confusing word pairs are I thought was very helpful, and probably one of the most common issues that I hear about anyway, and I actually struggle with when I'm writing or talking for that matter, the difference between affect and effect.
Oh, that's one of the most common questions I get. Someone asks me that at least once a week. What I like to do is come up with memory tricks, because I find I can tell people that affect with an A is a verb and effect with an E is a noun, but I find that doesn't stick in people's heads very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, first of all, I make up a memory trick, a mnemonic. So if you remember the word the raven, if you think of a raven in your mind every time you are trying to decide between affect and effect, that word has our A-V-E-N in it. It has the letters, mm-hmm. and that spells affect, verb, effect, noun. So you can always pull up that affect, verb, effect, noun in your head. And then the other thing that I found is even easier is if you can put a word like the in front of the word, then you usually, not all the time, but you usually use effect with an E, mm-hmm. and the ends with an E. So you think that you butt those two E's up against each other, and that's the right word to use. And actually, before I even go on, someone's going to call up and say, affect isn't always a verb and effect isn't always a noun, but 90% of the time they are. And what I find is most people don't even get that far. So yeah. If you can remember that, you'll be there most of the time.
The other thing I learned from your CD, I learned a lot, but I'm going to stop using nauseous.
Oh, I know. That really bugs mm-hmm. a lot of people. People are militant about the incorrect use mm-hmm. of nauseous. So nauseous actually means something that makes you feel sick. So if you say you're nauseous, you're actually saying that you make someone sick. The correct word, the correct word is nauseated. So mm-hmm. if you're not feeling so well today, you can go into work and say, "Oh, I feel nauseated." Because if you say nauseous, a grammar stickler in your office is going to be snickering.
Yeah. A little earlier in the program, I already played your excerpt about the difference or when you should use the word between mm-hmm. two and when you should use the word among when there is more than two, right?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And what about, though, the difference between me and myself?
Oh, that's another one. Many people are confused about this one. So myself is what's called a reflexive pronoun. So you use it when you're sort of reflecting on something. It's fine to say, I made the donation myself. Mm-hmm. That's, you already have you in, you're already in the sentence, and you're sort of reflecting back on what you said before. And when you add myself, you're actually typically not changing the meaning. If you think of the two sentences, I made the donation, and I made the donation myself, they don't really mean different things. People often use myself, to say something like, call Joy and myself with a donation.
And it should be call Joy and me.
Right, mm-hmm. because if you refer to each person individually, if you said call you, if I took you out of the sentence, then I would say call me with a donation and call Joy with a donation. So you don't change the me to myself when you add another person mm-hmm. to the sentence.
I love how you're trying to use examples that have a pledge drive theme. Thank you for that.
I like to help, you know.
We have a number of callers, as I suspected. Kathy in Wausau joins us first. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. My pet peeve is spoken grammar, and perhaps I have it wrong. I don't know. But it's the use of a contraction and with got to say I've got, they've got, and I was of the understanding that if you're saying that, you're actually saying, I have got.
You are. Mm-hmm. You are saying, I have got. Uh-huh. The funny thing, and that bugs a lot of people, too, and the funny thing is kind of like my pet peeve that isn't actually true. That also, it's a different verb form. So a lot of people think, I've got mail from AOL is wrong, but it's actually not. It's not grammatically incorrect. It's just a different tense. And I can't remember the name of the particular tense right now, but it actually, surprisingly, isn't wrong. But you are not wrong. I get many emails about that, so it bugs a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Joe in Mount Horeb is with us now. Hi, Joe.
Hi, I have a pet peeve, and it's the way people sometimes misuse the conditional. People will say things like, if I would have known, instead of if I had known.
Oh, yeah, that's a common one. That's another one where it's, a different sort of tense almost. And one of my spoken word pet peeves is when people say, that for some reason there's a contraction, people will say something like, there's 40 reasons to come to my website. And they're actually saying there is 40 mm-hmm. reasons mm-hmm. to come to my website when they should be saying there are 40 reasons. But it just rolls off the tongue. And once you have a pet peeve, you start hearing it everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how often you'll hear your pet peeve.
You can't, people can say this word and because you don't actually see the punctuation mark. It apostrophe S means it is. It is not the possessive, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's another, you know, it's a common typo, too. Mm-hmm. So even if you know the difference, I see people, it's one of my common typos. My copy editors know to watch for it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I speculate it's one of the reasons I'm Grammar Girl, because in second grade, I lost a spelling bee by misspelling it. So I put an apostrophe in when I shouldn't have. And, oh, it was just so traumatic.
You will never forget that. You will never forget that. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking with the Grammar Girl. The Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing is the CD that we are offering as a thank you gift during this hour for your pledge of $100 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio. Or more. The number to call to pledge is 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can pledge online at WPR.org as well. $100 a year or more. The pledge, the thank you gift, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. So far, more than $2,000 raised toward a $6,000 goal. Thank you very much.
The word literally means in a literal sense. Exactly, without exaggeration, word for word. When you say your head is going to literally explode, there are a lot of people whose blood pressure literally rises as they imagine putting lit firecrackers in your ears to make your sentence correct. It's best to avoid using the word literally to add extra emphasis to your writing.
That's Mignon Fogarty, the creator of Grammar Girl and founder of Quick and Dirty Tips. That was from her CD, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips, to help us improve our writing, to clean up your writing. And we welcome your grammar pet peeves or questions for her at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. And let me remind you that we are in our winter pledge drive, and this hour, our thank you gift to you is Mignon's CD, The Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. And that is yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge will help support this service that you value, and it will help us reach our $6,000 goal that has been set for this hour. So far, $2,400 raised toward that goal. So that's great, almost halfway there. But not there yet. 1-800-383-9772 is the number to call in with your pledge or pledge online at WPR.org. Let's go back to the phones and take our next caller who's been waiting, Elizabeth in Eau Claire. Hi, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Vinian, as a language arts teacher in a rural school in Wisconsin, I share your love for grammar, and also pet peeves are like nails on a chalkboard, no pun intended, but many of my students will often use third person with first person. For example, he don't, she don't, and this is really obviously incorrect. But I was wondering if you had any tips for making it stick, making a change actually stick, because me just correcting them has very little effect, and it's like a rural phenomenon. Parents and other teachers alike will often use this incorrect grammar. So I was just wondering if you had a tip for getting some of this to actually stick.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth. Well, I don't have a memory trick for that particular problem, but I guess in general what I would say is to help people remember, it helps to make a joke out of it. So if you can think of some sort of memory trick in that they can use in their head to remember, like the raven, if some image, you know, the section that Joy read from my book before I came about literally reminded me. I'm so excited because in my print book is coming out in July, and we have cartoons in it. So there's actually a cartoon of one of Squiggly, one of the characters in my podcast, with firecrackers coming out of his ears to help people remember they shouldn't use literally.
Okay.
So if you can think of some cartoon you can make, you know, something that's not offensive, but you know, something to help them remember. Or the other thing is, to get your students engaged, you could have them write a song about the misuse of the word, and having them write a song using it incorrectly and then using it correctly, to get them engaged in thinking themselves about how to use the words. Occasionally on my podcast, we also write funny grammar songs for Christmas. Another podcaster on the network, The Mighty Mommy, did Grammar Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And it was hilarious. And we put it on the website and on the feed. And, you know, it has some funny memory tricks in it, too. So if you can make it fun and funny and get the students engaged in creating something themselves, that might help it stick in their head.
Yes, Squiggly and Aardvark, is it, your two characters?
Right, Squiggly and Aardvark. They go on grammar adventures.
And that you used some of those examples in on the CD, too, about you and Aardvark stepping on Squiggly or something like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. To show subject and object.
Yeah. Thank you, Elizabeth. So try to make it fun. Maybe a cartoon, funny song might be a way to help kids. You also mentioned on the CD, parents, please don't tell your children to go lay down.
Right, lay versus lie. People, that's another, you know, one of the top ways that people get to our website is by searching for lay versus lie on the web. It's not a very happy mnemonic, but you can remember that people lie. So, and another funny way to remember that is that the song Lay Down Sally is wrong. It should have been Lie Down Sally. So,
then why is it though, and this was interesting, why is it Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep?
Oh, I think, you know, I think that children's prayer is why so many people are confused, but it's when you say Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep, you're treating yourself as the object in the sentence, so you're laying yourself down just like you would lay a pencil on the table. So it's an archaic sentence structure, sort of. It confuses people, but it's just a funny sentence structure that you don't. It's not really archaic, but you don't often use it in conversation. You say, "I'm going to go lie on the sofa." And people think they might lay because of that prayer, but people lie.
Thanks to Elizabeth. Norman, Wisconsin Rapids. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. My pet peeve is a spoken one, and it seems to be localized in this area of central Wisconsin that people have eliminated the word lend or loan and replaced it with borrow. So they say, "Can you borrow me 25 cents? Or he borrowed her $500 so she could buy the car.
I bet you that's not just central Wisconsin. What do you think, Mignon?
You know, I've never heard that, so it may be a regionalism.
Those
are fun. There are so many, it's obviously incorrect, but there are so many different things in different parts of the country. If you travel around, you'll notice them. You know, a lot of people think of the South with y'all and things like that, but every region has its own little quirks.
Next, we go to Ron in Lodi. Hi, Ron.
Hi there.
Hi.
My question is placement of pronouns. I was taught in grammar school, I think, that when we have a pronoun and a proper name, the proper name should always go before the pronoun, which should go before the personal pronoun. So that should be John and he and I. But I have read lots lately in our local paper. He and John went downtown. Am I correct on that? Shouldn't the proper name be first before the pronoun?
You know, I'm not familiar with that particular rule, but it sounds right to me. And you're definitely right that you should always put yourself last in a sentence like that. It's not a rule of grammar. It's more a rule of manners. But you should always say, you know, John and I went downtown, not I and John. It's like opening a door and letting someone else go first. In the sentence, you open the sentence door and let the other person go first, too. So,
thanks very much, Ron, for the call. David in Wheaton. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hello. The first rant is that last hour, Joy had a large amount of donors to the pledge drive when it should be a large number.
Yeah, oh no.
The other...
I didn't say I had a large amount of donors,
no,
did I?
No, I didn't say you
okay.
did. I was trying to use it in the pledge
oh,
drive.
Oh, I see.
Context.
Okay, I see. Okay.
The other thing is, what has happened to the silent T in the word often? And what has happened to... This one I know I'm losing. Comparable versus comparable.
Yeah, I've had people, there are a lot of pronunciation mm-hmm. issues, and often, you know, when I first started doing my podcast, I would occasionally say often, and boy, did I hear about it from my listeners. I think it's a British thing, and people tend, when they're trying to be formal, they tend to, it's called hypercorrection, and people do it when they're trying to sound, you know, important or something like that, or you hear it on British radio and things like that. So, but you're right. In America, the T is silent, so it is often, not often.
Mm-hmm. And it's different. Your CD is more about written grammar, not so much spoken grammar, right?
Right, definitely.
Yeah. It's thanks, David, and thanks for putting your example in pledge drive terms, too. Kyle in Lake Geneva, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to make two quick comments. The first is my pet peeve, my personal pet peeve, and that's when someone says, for example, where are my shoes at? I cannot stand at the end of the sentence, and I think that that's actually grammatically incorrect. I think that you can't put a preposition at the end of a sentence, but I might be wrong. Mm-hmm. And also, I wanted to make a quick point. You were talking about lay down versus lie down. It's mm-hmm. very complicated, and it's so complicated that if you're on Microsoft Word, you know, it'll give you the little green squiggly if you're incorrect grammatically. It'll give you the green squiggly under lie down or lay down, no matter which one you use. The program itself is so confused.
Because it doesn't know.
Yeah, and once you start conjugating lay versus lie, once you start getting into past tense, it gets even worse. On my website at quickanddirtytips.com, I believe there's a chart, and I often have to look it up when I'm, you know, writing a complicated sentence. Now, about ending a sentence with a preposition, you're right that you shouldn't end a sentence with at, but it's not always wrong to end a sentence with a preposition. The way you test it is if you could take the preposition off and it doesn't change the meaning of the sentence, then you should leave it off. But there are times when if you remove it, it changes the meaning, so you have to leave it on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mignon, you want to leave us with a favorite pet peeve or an easy tip that we haven't talked about yet?
Oh, let's see. Well, the difference between further and farther. Okay. Farther is for physical distance, and it has the word far in it, so you can remember that. So, and then if people will just go to my website at quickanddirtytips.com.
So if I want to talk about raising $6,000 this hour, and we have raised so far $2,840, we have further to go.
Exactly, because it's a metaphorical distance.
Did you like my pledge drive example?
I did.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us.
You bet.
Mignon Fogarty is the author and voice of the CD Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, about 11 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 12th. Joining me for the next few minutes, Cheryl Gasser, our Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello again, Cheryl.
Hi, Joy. We are needing to raise $6,000 this hour in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And thank you so much to the 23 of you who've already called in or made a web pledge. And we have raised $2,840, so nearly halfway there, but only 10 minutes to go. Let's hear from you now at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And Joy, what a fun hour. I learned, you know, I think I'm relatively good when it comes to grammar, but I learned quite a few things listening to you and your guest this past hour. It was a really wonderful interview.
And you will get a whole bunch more on the CD, Grammar Girls, Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing by Mignon Fogarty, our guest this hour. This is your thank you gift this hour for a pledge of $100 a year or more. I'm going to suggest that you consider $10 a month or more. That $120 pledge or more to Wisconsin Public Radio picks you up not only the Grammar Girls CD, but also the member benefit card, which entitles you to 2-for-1 benefits at restaurants and cultural attractions and bed and breakfasts all over the state of Wisconsin and beyond. Please do make that decision to become a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge of financial support right now at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And Cheryl, it's important, though, to note that you can pledge any amount you want.
Any amount makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every pledge is appreciated, whether you pledge $10 a year, $10 a month, $100 a month. Do what is comfortable for you. The important thing is that you become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. You value this service, and we're asking you to pay for the things you value, to pay for Wisconsin Public Radio. So, Joy, I'm not sure if I should say who should make a pledge or whom should make a pledge, but I may not know how to ask the question properly. But I know the answer, and the answer is you. You should make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and for a pledge of $100 a year or more, pick up our guest's Grammar Girls CD, our way of saying thank you to you. But we know, again, that you are pledging for the wonderful programming that you hear on Joy's show and everywhere else on Wisconsin Public Radio.
There is a section on the CD when you should use who or when you should use whom. I'll have to try to find it, but I know that the Grammar Girl really has thought about the proper writing of the word its.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah. Faux pas.
Yeah, and here, in fact, is one of the reasons why she became the Grammar Girl.
Every week, someone asks how to remember the difference between effect with an A and effect with an E. These two words were also in the list of top 10 words that people looked up on the website dictionary.com in 2006. So I believe it's fair to say that this is a common point of confusion. The good news is that there are a lot of easy ways to remember the differences.
And we talked about those differences, and the answer is on the CD, Grammar Girls, Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call to make a pledge of any amount to Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $100 a year or more. It helps pay for this program, and it will pick you up a copy of this CD, which really does come in handy if you, whether you're a professional or a student or you know someone who might benefit from the Grammar Girl's tips. She offers these memory tips on how you can remember the right way to write things.
Joy, do you have a grammar pet peeve yourself?
Not really, do you?
I do, and I have to say it's when people use the word irregardless. There is no such word, even though it's in some dictionaries now. It's not proper usage of the word, but people use it all the time, and it drives me nuts. So here's a proper use. Regardless of the level of your pledge, we want to hear from you now at 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Either way, it takes just a few minutes. We just crossed the halfway mark. Your call, your web pledge will make a difference.
It does make a difference. You can make a difference. You can pay for, help pay for a service you value. Radio costs money. Quality radio costs money. And 1/3 of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from listener contributions. Listeners like you who may listen to this program every single day, may listen to many other programs on the Ideas Network and on our NPR News and Classical Music Network. Listeners like you that would be lost if you didn't have Wisconsin Public Radio. You can help pay for it right now with a pledge of any amount. If you'd like the CD from the Grammar Girl, This hour, the pledge is $100 a year or more, and we'll send you that CD if you want it. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online at WPR.org.
And with your pledge, we will make this goal. If there were 30 of you who wanted to pick up the Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips to clean up your writing CD for a pledge of $100 a year or more, we would reach our goal. If there were three of you out there who wanted to pledge at the $1,000 level, we would make our goal. We will make this goal. There is time left in the hour. Plenty of volunteers waiting to talk with you at 800-383-9772, or you can pledge online at WPR.org. Put that on a credit card and your money goes to work for us right away to bring Wisconsin Public Radio to you. I should say goes to work for you right away to provide this wonderful programming that you hear day after day.
Thanks to Ann and Decora, who called in a pledge at this hour, and that might very well be the Ann and Decora who joins us on our call-in programs from time to time. I use my member number on my member card to download MP3s from the Wisconsin Public Radio website. This is a wonderful opportunity to listen to all the shows you love at any time you want. So yes, that's another benefit of membership, is that you can download MP3s from the website and listen to programs that you maybe didn't have a chance to catch first time around. 1-800-383-9772 to pledge any amount to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio during the next few minutes will get you this special thank you gift that we have going during this hour only, the CD, Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. You can find out how to know the difference between further and farther and whose with an apostrophe and whose without. Don't use nauseous anymore. I learned
that.
That
today,
and the difference between nauseous and nauseated. The difference between who and whom. Lots of punctuation tips on this, too. We didn't really get into it on the program because it's kind of hard to talk about punctuation.
Sure.
But lots of, you know, when should you use the colon, the semicolon, the dash, that sort of thing. When is it okay to use the word myself? What's wrong with the passive voice? What is a split infinitive? All that and more on the CD. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org for your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And the guest she also talked about, or will talk about in the CD, how to avoid split infinitives and run-on sentences. But we want you to run on over to the phone right now and make a call, 800-383-9772, pardon the pun, or go to your computer at WPR.org. It takes 2 or 3 minutes. It's time for you left in this hour to pick up our thank you gift for a pledge of $100 a year or more, the Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing, an audio CD that I'm sure will continue the lifelong learning that you enjoy here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to Adele and Ed in Sturgeon Bay, who say that the day begins and ends with Wisconsin Public Radio, and it brightens the hours in between.
Wow.
Isn't that sweet?
Thank you
so much to Adele and Ed in Sturgeon Bay. Happy to have you listening along. Thank you for your pledge. I'm not sure if Adele and Ed picked up the Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing or not, but you can with your pledge of $100 a year or more. Or consider $10 a month or more, and we'll also send you the member benefit card. So you'll get a member benefit card that will entitle you to discounts at restaurants and cultural attractions and bed and breakfasts. And you'll get this CD that will help you clean up your writing and clean up your grammar. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Cheryl, less than a minute to go, about $2,000 short of that $6,000 goal.
383-9772. That's the number, WPR.org. We can make this goal. There are enough volunteers in Pledge Central. There is time for you to get your call in. During the news, keep calling 800-383-9772.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just crossed the $4,000 mark. Still time for you and a line for you to get in your pledge this hour at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Your pledge of $100 a year or more, and we'll send you the CD, Grammar Girls Quick and Dirty Tips to Clean Up Your Writing. Thanks to Cheryl Gasser, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.